This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Fred Penny, your host. No, Frederick Penny, your host. I'm going by Frederick this year. Why not? Just change my name a little bit. It's actually my real name. I like Frederick better. I'm Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk with Todd Cunin, Denise Dirks, and...
Frederick.
It's Frederick.
Frederick.
Sir.
I'm going by Todrick now.
My name is Frederick, sir.
Frederick, sir. I am going by Todrick, sir.
Denise Rick, Cal Rick, Todrick, and Frederick.
Yes.
I like it.
Cal, what's your name? My name is Igor. It's Frankenstein.
You can call me whatever, but don't call me late to dinner, my grandpa used to always say. My grandpa said that. Hey, it's a new year. Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you for joining us here on Radio Law Talk. We love those of you who are out there who are supporting us. 2020 is going to be a great year for us. 2019 was a good year. Happy to have you on board. Call us at 855 Law Radio throughout this next 3 hours. It's exciting, entertaining, and even sometimes informative. I'm going to say sometimes informative. But look, you want to learn about the law and some stuff that's not always the same old thing that we hear about, which right now is apparently, Iran issues and issues of the impeachment. We go outside that. We like to hear about the other news going on at the same time and not what you hear from the pundits 24/7 every day, all day long. Oh my gosh, it gets so tiring. I'm sorry. I did watch the news the other night and I was just like, oh, I'm glad I don't have to talk about this.
Yeah, believe it or not, there are other things going on in the world.
Really? Other than us?
Shocker. I mean, there are other things going on in the world than those that you have mentioned.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
So we cover it.
Remember, if you want to tweet us, you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. A lot of people like to email us later after hearing this on our podcast. We do have a podcast at www.radiolawtalk.com. And the best part about that podcast is it's searchable. You can hit search and search Todd Cunin, you know, and you can find Todd's name. Or anytime we talk about Todd Cunin in the... at least in the title.
Yes, and sometimes there's even a notice that comes up, nothing of any value is associated with this name.
That's true.
So,
well, that's most of the time,
nothing,
right?
Found,
yes.
Nothing found.
Nothing found. 404 error.
That's Google.
Yes.
We're going to talk about a couple of interesting things. We're going to talk about diet soda lawsuit. We're following the diet soda lawsuits, and there's a very important, he's lifting up his diet soda right now. That's Todd. And some very important latest things that are going on with that we want to talk about. We want to talk about the 2020 laws, Denise. Whatever is the latest 2020 laws. There's a whole bunch of them, but there's a few that we're going to bring up that are kind of interesting. We're going to talk about private property lawsuit. This is probably going to be one of the most controversial and most interesting things we're going to talk about this 3 hours, is this private property lawsuit and how it can majorly affect private properties. And it's coming out of California. Shocker, coming out of California, that could be changing some things. But we're going to talk about that. Hunter Biden's paternity suit has a really bizarre twist in it. And this is, believe it or not, this has nothing. We're not talking about the, Biden-Trump issue with Russia stuff. We're not discussing that. But this is where Denise delves into paternity suits and issues within a paternity suit. Because, as you know, Denise is a family law attorney. I'm a personal injury lawyer. And Todd Cunin is a former prosecutor with DA's office in Tennessee and in California and is now has his own practice. And we have Cal that pretends he's a lawyer sometimes. So we can help you out anytime
you
want. Remember, seek legal advice. Do not take what we discuss here and use it in a court of law. We're talking about general topics of law. We are not giving legal advice. Go to our website to read our disclaimers. Those are the most interesting disclaimers you'll ever read. But the most important thing we do here, day in and day out, the beginning of each hour, is case or no case. Cal, let's just get this started.
All right, so you want to jump? Okay,
yeah, let's
all right,
just, let's
okay.
Just start with
all right, here we
let's
go.
Just
now it's
start.
Time to play case
go.
Or no case.
Yeah, let's start it. You know, usually we ramble a little bit, but I want to start in with case or no case.
Well, a gentleman in New York by the name of Mr. Mantikas grabbed a box of Cheez-It crackers off the shelf. Oh, the cheesy goodness, he said. He opened them up and began to partake. By the way, we have a New Year's resolution theme to our case or no case.
Good.
So he begins to partake and partake and partake. And he looks at the package, and it says, this is whole grain Cheez-Its. And he said, there is no way anything this good can be whole grain. So he called Kellogg's up and said, what's the deal? Kellogg said, Mr. Mantikas, read the label. And he said, if I've been deceived by this label, perhaps many other people have as well. So he reached out to counsel. And so I ask you, case or no case, Mr. Kunin, what say you?
So, all right. I will say that, yes, everything happened up to the point that he reached out to counsel. Because look... Attorneys get calls for all sorts of things. It doesn't mean it turns into something.
That's true.
And then my next question is, my next observation is, if this is something that Cal is not making up, then the only way Cal would have found out about it is after reaching out to counsel, something actually happened with regard to this case.
Okay.
Otherwise, Cal would have never known that there was a private conversation between somebody and their proposed counsel. So I will say, yes, this is a case. And do we know what year this was?
No, it was in the 1990s. I do not know exactly, but the late 1990s.
The late 1990s. Yeah. Well, that's interesting because the whole grain kick really started to kick in the late 2000s, or in the early 2010s around there, when this whole low-carb, let's eat like cavemen stuff started coming around. And you know, processed flour was the nectar of the devil, according to people. But actually, flour wouldn't be a nectar, would it?
No.
Okay.
We get the point.
It's early. It's early. So I'm going to say, yes, it's a case. He makes a stink about it, but he loses. And I have to tell you whether or not he filed, if something was filed, don't I?
Well, if it's a case, you said that. Yeah.
Okay, it's a case, something was filed, and they settle out of court.
Ms. Dirks, you're next in line. What say you? Is this a case, or is it nay a case, as the Scots would say?
I think the notice on the box was enough. I don't think he has any grounds to sue for any reason at all. And unless he had an allergy to whole grains, which...
Never know, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say no case.
Okay. Mr. Penny, what say you to Mr. Mantikas's plan?
Well, I think you're talking about... I'm going to get really technical on this one. Uh-oh. I think you're talking about the Federal Lanham Act. And I've heard of I've studied it before in the past. It's a false advertising act. Whether or not they've advertised improperly that this is, quote, whole grain. Generally speaking, you got to show that there's a false or misleading statement. This falsity was material. The thing they lied about was material, that it really causes a real material issue. They saw the false advertising, and they relied on the false advertising in purchasing the product. So the question is, and there's other parts of that, but that's just generally I'm talking about the Lanham Act and Lanham Act. Look, I think that this is not a material issue. I think it's a case. He loses because it was not a material issue, even though it may have been a little bit misleading, but I don't think it's even misleading that much, because whole grain's whole grain. Doesn't mean an old thing has to be whole grain, right?
I'm not familiar with what the law says.
Well, I'm just telling you right now what's happening, and I think I'm right and the others are wrong. And I know we have only a few seconds left, but come back and you're going to find out whether or not the whole grain Cheez-It, which everybody loves, is a false, false advertising.
Go wrong there.
We'll be back. Exactly. We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming right up. Stay right there.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call, 916-259-4043, 916-259-4043, Concussion Medical.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Boys are weird.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Yeah, during the break on Case or No Case, Todd had an interesting little tidbit about whole grains.
Well, the big thing about whole grains and why they're so good for you and people like them is that if you eat flour that is made from whole grain and not processed, then the fiber from the husk of the grain, from the outside of the grain, is still contained inside the flour. And your body has to process the fiber. The fiber is good for you, and it provides a balance between the rest of the sugars and stuff that are in the flour as well as the fiber, and it's good. You take all that out, and now you're just basically getting all of the carbohydrates.
The bad carbs.
Mm-hmm. You're getting all of those. It reminds me of these people that are really into juicing. You know, they get the juice and they make these juices and stuff, and then they throw out the pulp,
fiber,
which is
yeah.
all the fiber. It's like, well, okay, that's you're kind of ruining the major benefit there. But whatever.
Thank you, Martha Stewart.
Well, it's just all I could do. Oh, sorry, I'm Julia Childs. There.
Jack LaLanne, remember him?
I do.
He had a juicer, and in that juicer, he would have different things you could do with the pulp. Like you could make an ice cream out of it, or you could do. So he used all of that. He juiced, but he also used all the pulp.
I just put sawdust in any juice that I get now, just so I get the fiber back.
So Jack was like in his 90s when he passed.
He was
a strong man.
By the way, we are doing anecdotal stuff now. Speaking of sawdust, remember the lawsuit on the Parmesan cheese?
Yes.
That they claimed that there was sawdust in it? Every time I use that Parmesan cheese, I bring it up, and I tell my wife, I think there's sawdust in here, just a little bit. She goes, no, there's not. I said, I think so. I can't remember that case, but I remember they sued saying there was a little bit. I guess
yeah.
it is to keep it.
It's a binding.
Yes, so that doesn't bind
so it doesn't
and clump.
Up, right.
And
yeah.
so they have a little bit of lawsuit in Parmesan cheese.
Or a little bit of sawdust.
Sawdust. What did I say?
A little bit of lawsuit. There's a little bit of lawsuit.
I think everything. Projecting that forward.
Wow. Talk about a Freudian slip.
Wow.
All right, Cal, let's talk about our case.
All right, here we go.
Case.
So, those of you who say
tell about it again.
I'll review it first. A guy by the name of Mr. Mantikas grabbed a box of Cheez-It crackers off the shelf, ate them, and kept eating them, and they were so good. He said, it says these are whole grain, and they're not. So millions have been deceived. I've got me a Rainmaker lawsuit on his hands, he thought. So he reached out to Kellogg, and their answer was, Mr. Mantikas, read the label. He said, that's not good enough, so he called a lawyer instead. Now, for those of you who say... This is a case. May I see, for those of you who say it is a case.
Oh, Denise! Ha-ha, we're catching up.
For those of you who say that Mr. Mantikas, who said that he lost?
Fred said he lost.
I said he lost.
I said it was a settlement.
Okay, well, let me tell you what happened, then you can tell me how we ought to score this. Mr. Mantikas lost.
Yes.
The Eastern District of New York granted a motion to dismiss on the reasonable consumer theory that if a reasonable consumer read the label, they would get that it was truly whole grain because it specified the exact amount of each type of grain in the serving, and the packaging would neither deceive nor mislead a reasonable consumer.
Oh.
So Kellogg's best advice to Mr. Mantikas was, hey, dude, read the label.
That's dead obvious. That was me.
You got 1 point, Todd.
Yes. So that, folks, is...
Yes. Okay. Fred Penny does it. I nailed it. Like, right on the head.
You and I are tied.
I thought you said your name was Frederick from now.
It is Frederick now.
Okay, all right.
Frederick the Great.
I have to change his name on the score sheet now.
Frederick Frankenstein.
No, Frederick the Great. There was a guy named Frederick the Great. So there we go. Hey, thanks, Kyle. That was great.
Thank you.
Do you have any idea next hour? Just give us a teaser of kind of
sure, I'll be glad
what
to tell
we're
you
talk
what hour, because, again, remember, we're working on New Year's Eve, New Year's resolutions. Our next one will center around a gym where a gentleman said, I want to join an all-ladies gym.
Okay, this is great. This is
interesting. That'll be our next case on Case or No Case.
Jim, those things are the place that I haven't been in a while that I should be going. That's for sure.
The ladies gym.
The gym and New Year's Eve and resolutions and stuff, diet sodas and going on diets. You know exactly right now. I mean, I don't know all the statistics, and I'm not throwing out anything that I know what I'm doing. But I generally know what happens in January. A lot of people join, you know, all these diet places to start losing weight. And this is a big time lawsuit that came out that we've talked about through the past few months about diet sodas, mainly Dr. Pepper, being sued, Denise, because this individual thought the word diet was misleading. Is that correct?
That's correct. And this is in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals out of San Francisco.
And it's Judge Jay Bybee is the presiding judge that's talking about this, or at least, and I know Jay Bybee. He's actually come out here to California and spoke to a couple of groups that I'm part of.
Right. So the plaintiff in this case said that the term diet to her meant that it would help you to lose weight. And that because Diet Dr. Pepper had aspartame, am I saying that right?
Aspartame.
Aspartame. I knew that was wrong.
Well, you're using the French. Yes, aspartame.
Very complicated.
I'm using the Reader's Digest. because it contained aspartame, then it actually caused weight gain. And so that's kind of the whole thrust of it. But the judge in this case, in fact, it was a three-judge panel, right? They basically said, no, there's no confusion. Diet doesn't mean weight loss. Diet just means low calorie or, you know,
no calorie or no sugar.
And you're wrong.
Well, what I found something interesting about it is part of the lawsuit, their argument was there's decades of false advertising showing slender models drinking this was deceptive to all of us. What are you going to have? A guy like me, you know, big old fat guy like me, just sitting there drinking a Diet Coke. You know, hey, look at this, man. Drink this Diet Coke. Look at that. I think I'm going to go with the sugar stuff and drink that.
If that could be the basis for a lawsuit, yes. Then every advertiser, there are sometimes you see ads where you have to get out a mic or a magnifying glass to find the product.
Yeah.
Usually they're jeans or shoes or something.
I'll tell you something interesting, though. I want to still, even though this is a quick, short issue here, I want to talk about a few other interesting arguments that the judge makes in this case. It's bizarre. I mean, they break it down to some interesting things that I want to discuss. It is crazy.
All I can say is if models were a reason that you bought a product, and if having models on and the product were correlated, nobody would drink light beer ever in a million years.
Right. All right. Stay with us. We're going to be back and finish up with the Dr. Pepper lawsuit.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite radio station and on our website, RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he ordered the killing of a top Iranian general to stop a war, not to start one. But in the tense aftermath, the Pentagon braced for realization by sending more troops to the Middle East. Democrats complained that Trump had not consulted Congress, and some worried the strike made war more likely. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo argued the U.S. case with allies in the Middle East and beyond, asserting that the drone strike killing General Qasem Soleimani was a necessary act of self-defense. He asserted that Soleimani was plotting a series of attacks that endangered many American troops across the Middle East. In brief remarks to the nation, Trump said the Iranian general had been plotting imminent and sinister attacks. The U.S. has about 5,200 troops in Iraq, mostly to train and advise Iraqi forces. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Why the Amargosa Valley is not like booming with homes right now, because we have touted them for 3 years almost, that the Amargosa Valley.
I think they're doing fine.
I think they're doing fine. I think there's got to be new, at least one new house because of us. Maybe one person who moved down there. I'm going to go to the Amargosa Valley. Where is that?
Could be.
And I think we could have one day a little condo there for us to go hang out. The Amargosa. I'm not going to tell you why we're going to hang out there. And let's not, Todd, don't go
I'm
into
not,
that.
I'm not saying
now,
anything.
Todd, be quiet.
Where the girls are out of this world.
That's exactly right.
To visit, you just.
All right. Those of you who are wondering what's in Amargosa Valley, look it up, and then you'll determine. Hey, so we were talking about this diet, the Dr. Pepper and diet, you know, 7-Up type lawsuit. I think it's 7-Up they added in the lawsuit. But the one thing that I thought was interesting, and this is how or why people don't like lawyers. And I get it. This whole case came down on what? It came down on semantics.
Yep.
Not the whole thing, but I mean a lot of it did when Judge Bybee talked about the following. The definition of diet changes depending on whether the word is used as a noun, a verb, or an adjective. So here we are determining.
Depends on what the meaning of the word is.
I know,
is.
Man, but I mean, this kills me that we're discussing verbs, adjectives, you know, and nouns to determine whether or not who wins this lawsuit against diet, you know, soft drinks. I was like, oh, my God.
But I got the impression that he did that because he's essentially saying to the plaintiff, okay, if you want to go there, you're the one that brought this lawsuit based primarily on what the word diet means. And if you want to go there, let me tell you why you're wrong. And they went there.
Well, it tells you how intelligent these judges are. I'm not ripping on Biden. I just say it's... Another quote from Bybee. He said, the word diet. When it's used as an adjective or proper noun, the word could mean reduced in or free from calories. By that time my head was spinning and I'm so calm. Say, okay, I better look up what a proper noun is. I don't even remember what a proper noun is. What's a proper noun?
A proper noun.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. Denise, what's a proper noun?
It's the opposite of an improper noun.
It's like a name.
I don't remember what a proper noun
is. Like Fred is a proper noun for you.
Well, that's
like,
why we have
like
you.
Like Dr. Pepper is a proper noun.
For delicious soda.
Diet would be the adjective to a proper noun.
It's whole grain cheese. It's just as an example.
If you want to read, a lot of people don't want to do this, but if you want to see an opinion by the U.S. Supreme Court where they get into not just what words mean now, but what words meant in 1787, go back and read the opinion written by Justice Scalia that upheld the Second Amendment. And it's amazing when you look at that. He didn't just break down names or the definition of words. He broke down how grammar has changed over time, what prefatory clauses meant. And it's a pretty amazing read.
But that is kind of just a diet. You're talking about diet soda. And we're using nouns, adjectives, pronouns, whatever, proper nouns, et cetera, et cetera.
But the reasonable consumer theory that the judge used to throw out the Cheez-It suit, you would think would apply to diet soda.
Well, they did say that.
Don't you think?
No, the judge said no reasonable consumer would assume that diet Dr. Pepper's use of the term diet promises weight loss or management. Again, I'll repeat that. No reasonable consumer would assume that diet Dr. Pepper uses the term diet promises weight loss or management, even though there's beautiful men and beautiful women that are walking around using these products in the commercials.
Especially when Fred goes to the burger stand and gets a triple deluxe cheeseburger and his
diet Coke.
Fred doesn't.
Mr. Frederick, sir.
A diet Mountain Dew.
Sir Frederick. A diet Mountain Dew, right.
And Frederick,
diet
sir.
Mountain Dew.
Right now I'm thinking about that. I think on my way home after the radio show, I think I might get that. What was it, three? A triple burger?
Yeah, just get a triple with cheese and bacon. You know.
Oh, bacon. Okay, anything else, Cal?
Yeah, bacon. Right. Now, those are the ones I'd recommend.
And mayo. Got mayo.
Ask for the arterial squeegee. Okay, you'll need that.
I'll just keep popping the...
What was the burger stand in Las Vegas that had a burger called a heart attack, and a guy ate it and coded right there on the floor?
No, it was actually the original owner, from my understanding, was one of the... He passed away.
Yeah.
And that was... It's called... What was it called? It was called Heart Attack Burger or something like that.
It was.
And didn't they have like kind of risque? No, was it the one that had the women that walked around? Oh, they had kind of a little bit women dressed in like nurses, and they're in these weird outfits that were kind of revealing, and they would walk around, and that's how they deliver it. We're going to look that up during the break. Todd, that's your job.
What am I looking up now?
It's called, what was it called?
Heart Attack Burger
out of Arizona. I remember that because was it Vegas or Arizona?
I think it was Vegas.
Arizona. Okay, let's talk about the 2020 new laws. Very interesting things. One interesting one that's come out, by the way, is now on license plates, not license plates, on your license, your gender you can put as neutral, as an X, instead of male or female. Now, this is what I'm going to ask you. And this is not anything political I'm saying, but it's still the first thing that came to my mind was going through TSA, and the beeper thing goes off, right? That you're walked through the scanner, who pats you down?
I would think
somebody that identifies as X.
Apparently, whoever wants to. Yeah.
I'm just serious, because if you're female, the female TSA person pats you down. If you're male, the male TSA guy pats you down. If your license says X on it, because you don't note down that you're male or female, which TSA person pats you down? Or do you have both of them, one on each side?
I'm guessing. I'm guessing in the future, what they do is they bring in this robot that's got little blades and whirly gigs and all that, and somebody looks at it and thinks, if that thing pats me down, I'm going to end up with appendages taken off. And at that point, I would imagine you'd find pretty quickly that they would be able to opt male or female.
That's it, like,
I don't
want to
be gender X.
Safe surgery.
They're just going to have androgynous TSAs that you can't tell.
Yeah. That's true. You guys think this is a joke? I'm dead serious. I want to know when that happens, which TSA. Call us at 855 Law Radio and tell us. And this is not making fun of gender neutral people and or any group, because I don't want to do that, and we're not doing that because we're politically neutral. But I still want to know.
It does raise
raise the question: who is going to pat this person down? And is the person coming through that is claiming they are not either gender?
Maybe Pat will.
Or maybe that. Okay, I think I've talked enough. I think I've figured it out. Maybe the individual that's going through that's not saying that they're female or male can choose, I would rather have a male or a female. But then are they being discriminatory by saying who they want as a male or a female to pat them down?
I don't know, but this is all part of that new law for Real ID, right?
I think. What's that?
Yeah, the Real ID is where everybody in the United States are going to have these specialized identification licenses that have been double and triple checked by the local Department of Motor Vehicles before they issue the license. And they will verify all information, your birth certificate, your, all different types.
It's got an X on the top corner of the license.
It has a star.
Star.
Yeah. The X for the thing is down under sex. It can be for the X. And they are accepting X on these ID cards as well.
Now, I want to clarify to make sure that this isn't something in addition to your current driver's license. It's not like you have two physical
documents.
When you get your driver's license renewed, or for people to get new driver's licenses, the driver's license, in addition to being something that allows you to drive in your state, also goes a step beyond to be also a real ID to allow you to fly.
Yeah, for federal purposes.
For federal purposes.
If you don't have this type of ID, you will not get it on an airplane.
Unless you have a passport.
Passport. That's right. Passport is the exception.
Yes. If you have a passport, you can fly. So you either need the real ID for the driver's license, or you have to have a passport in addition to your old driver's license.
I have a passport and a global entry.
I probably don't need it.
You need this.
You probably would not need this. But the only reason I know this is because I lost my driver's license and had to go get a new one about a month and a half ago. And when I did, that's the first I learned of the real ID stuff. And they said, yeah, either the real ID or a passport.
And you've got the star on your thing?
You've
got a star?
I don't know. I didn't get the real. I didn't have. I needed the license right then, and I didn't have all the paperwork. So
What gender does it say on your thing?
It's under.
I
under sex.
Under you said
sex,
yes.
It says.
Did you say yes?
Been a while. Yeah.
In my dreams. Yeah.
We learned everything on Radio Long Talk.
I thought I had the question mark.
That's exactly.
Yes,
or does it say please?
Virgin status reinstated. So.
We'll be back. If you want to join us, I would not. I don't know. This is crazy.
Stay tuned. Much more Radio Law Talk is coming up right here. So you stay there. We'll stay here. We'll continue momentarily.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cape.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
For Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
We're continuing to talk about the 2020 laws, some interesting ones. And by the way, we're talking about the X before the break. That's in New Hampshire on your driver's license. It's not a federal law. It's a New Hampshire law. So you can put an X instead of male or female. We went through that. The other thing is now, and we discussed this, so we're just going to breeze through it. There's now 11 states that allow recreational use of marijuana. Illinois and Michigan are the latest ones to add on to that.
And again, the Illinois one was significant because that was the first one that was passed by legislative initiative. Everything else is voter initiative.
Right.
This is where the state assembly and Senate and signed by the governor, they said, okay.
And in Nevada, you cannot refuse to hire somebody because they test positive for marijuana use.
Really?
Now, you can refuse to continue to keep them employed depending on the type of job.
Hmm. Well, you know, so if you were a trucking company, right, Todd, is this what you're thinking? You're a trucking company, and you know that if you hire a truck driver who's a smoker, you have to wait until there's a problem to cut him loose?
Well, there's a couple of things. When you say testing positive for marijuana, that's different than saying testing positive for alcohol, because there are two things. Delta 9 THC, that's what gets you high. That only stays in your system for 4 hours. Up to 4 hours. The latent form of marijuana that often shows up, well, that reflects use within 30 to 90 days.
The stuff that gets in your hair and all that stuff.
So that is the one that is, I might have smoked an hour ago, 3 hours ago. I think the real issue that they're going to deal with, you mentioned trucking, is the inability to insure a truck driver to get insurance, because there are some insurance companies that won't insure you.
Right.
If your driver tests positive. Now, usually what they do after an accident, if there is an incident, there's always the mandatory testing. And truck drivers in California, subject to the Department of Transportation, unlike other employees, are subject to random drug testing, so that you can be told to go down, take a test, and if they find that in your the active ingredient in your system, look, you can, even though marijuana is legal, you can still be DUI if it shows that there's marijuana in your system, and because of that, you were unable to operate that vehicle safely.
So if a guy or a gal drinks alcohol, what's the difference between that and saying, oh, yeah, this person is known to drink alcohol? You don't hire them as a truck driver? I mean, they're not drunk.
Well,
they just
first,
drink some alcohol.
You can't test for alcohol after 48 hours.
But,
you have to test for it within 48 hours to even know that it shows up.
Follow my reasoning. My reasoning is as follows. If you interview someone, I'm interviewing Todd, and I have a trucking company. Todd, do you smoke marijuana? Yes. Now, automatically, usually a trucking company is going to go, no, we're not going to use you. But if you say, do you drink occasional alcohol? And the answer is yes. Well, okay, yeah, you're hired. I mean, just don't drink while you're on the job. You see, my point is that's the argument for the marijuana, hemp type, industry.
And I think that the comeback for the company would be that in the case of, because this is what Denise just said, you can't test for alcohol within 48 hours. The issue here is not whether you use the substance. The issue here ultimately is whether you are under the influence of the substance at the time you are doing your job.
Right.
And they can't test for it for alcohol. For marijuana, insurance companies, if a guy applies and says, yeah, I smoke marijuana, and they put that down, the insurance company might not insure him.
True.
Well, I can't put you behind the wheel of a truck if I can't get you insured.
It's much easier if there's just a zero tolerance, but this is not about making it easy on anybody. It's about figuring out and maintaining people's rights, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
More things to talk about. Denise is worried about this new law coming forth, she said. She was worried about it back when she was in high school. Luckily, they didn't have it. Is now children in the state of Washington are not... It was before it was a kind of rear-facing recommendation. Now they're required, if they're 2 years old or under, they have to be rear-facing. Or
in their car seats.
In their car seats. Or they must be in a booster what? If they are shorter than 4'9". And Denise is worried about that because she was not super tall in high school, were you?
No, I was short. And I probably would have been 4'9" in my freshman and sophomore year.
Wow.
But the law does have an exception.
I know. I didn't want to say the exception just to make
it. It's not as fun.
The exception is that the requirement is you have to have the booster seat until you hit 4'9" or until you hit the age of 13. Once you turn 13, you can be as short as you want. You don't have to have a booster seat. So
that'd be tough on a date, Denise, huh? Yeah, let's go on out. You're 17-year-old. Here's my booster seat.
Driving the car backwards.
By the way, we have an update on your heart attack grill.
Oh, let's tell me about
it. So the update is...
We were talking about this during the break. When we're talking about, was it the diet?
The diet and whether or not you're losing weight and if it's good for you. And then we talked about the heart attack grill where the owner says publicly, look, my food's not good for you. I mean, the names of the burger are the double bypass, triple bypass, quadruple bypass. In about a 12-month span, 2012 to 2013, let's see, the first person suffered a heart attack while eating the triple bypass burger. The owner of the restaurant, who brags about it, had to call and get EMTs to come out. In April of 2012, a woman fell unconscious while eating the double bypass burger, also drinking alcohol and smoking. And in 2013, the unofficial spokesman for the restaurant...
Some big dude
died of an apparent heart attack while waiting for the bus outside the Heart Attack Grill. And that, it's in Las Vegas, used to be in Arizona. Yeah. But you asked about advertising.
Yes.
That's truth in advertising right there.
And I did look up the advertising, and here's what they have.
But they tell you the truth. You're going to die of a heart attack if you eat this.
They do, but in the advertising, they have oftentimes... One guy, I'm looking at one right now, he's 575 pounds. He has Dunlop's disease, where his belly is Dunlopped over his belt. And it, next to him is a very scantily clad, dainty, tiny female nurse with a very mini skirt. And so they have both of them. They have the fat guy eating the burger and the hot nurse that's there.
Delivering the burger.
Very interested in him and still sells the... No matter how big you are, if you eat this burger, a nurse might come and help you out.
That's right. She'll take your heartbeat. She'll your blood
pressure. That was the car hops or the people that work there. They look like the old-fashioned
Have you
nurses.
Been there?
No, I wouldn't go there, but I've seen it. It was on the news or something long time ago.
I would. I'd go. Why
is it still in business?
I think I would go.
It's still in business.
We're going to have to go.
So it's in Vegas. Do you know where it is in Vegas? Is it like in one of the casinos?
I think it might be standalone. It started out in Chandler, Arizona, and then they moved to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we help you out on Radio Law Talk with all types of issues here. That's Washington. Just watch the children issues. In Hawaii now. Restaurants. Now, this is what Denise says it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing, too, but I worry about when the government's telling businesses too many things to do. But in Hawaii, restaurants must offer a healthy drink as part of the standard option for kids' meals, which I agree. That's great. So you've got to have either low-fat milk, water, or fruit juice with no added sugar.
But it doesn't mean that the child can't opt to have soda.
That's
just
true.
Means they have
give
to offer
right.
the healthy options.
Right. And the triple burger. The child can have the triple burger, the heart attack burger, and the Coke.
And then choke on the toy.
So what qualifies as a healthy option? I mean, look, they talk about fruit juice. You have to offer them fruit juice. Okay. And then you go and you read article after article after article that says fruit juice isn't necessarily really good for you, because when you look at the sugar content for fruit juice, it's just as bad, if not worse, than a Coke or something else.
Right.
And it's, you know, what is and is not healthy is so subjective.
And it changes like the ebbs and flow. Remember how eggs are the most unhealthy thing in the world?
Yes.
Don't eat them. They were healthy, then unhealthy. Now they're healthy again.
Yeah.
I think everything you eat in your mouth is unhealthy. You should just stop eating.
Yeah, they've proven that everybody who has eaten something ultimately has died.
I think that's right. I think we should appreciate
sure
it.
Swallowing will eventually lead to heart failure, but only if you do it a little bit over long periods of time.
Yeah, so does breathing.
Yeah, exactly. See?
All right. You've joined us the whole hour. We've made it through it. We're still going to talk about hour two, a number of fun things, including other 2020 new laws. We're going to also get into private property lawsuit. Man, that is very interesting. I know we just like to talk about the next hours coming up, and then we've got case or no case. So join us, Cal, myself, Frederick Penny, Denise, and Todd Cunin.
There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here, either on your favorite radio station or live at RadioLawTalk.com. Feel free to join us either way you prefer. We'll see you in just a bit.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.